something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. Laughter does good like medicine. Even when you don't feel like laughing, you go, ha, 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 ha. You've seen some people, they're not happy. They're very sad, so they start looking for some comedian to watch. They start going from TV station to TV, looking for some comedian to help them become happy. Then when they catch one, they don't relax like this. I feel so sorry for you. Oh, no, 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 that's the show. Then they don't relax like this. You don't need a comedian to make you laugh. And that kind of laughter doesn't go down deep in the spirit. You stand in front of the mirror and start laughing. You say they'll think you are mad. Yes. That's why you lock the door. Lock everybody out. And then do it for yourself. At least you wouldn't think you are mad. You know, some people think that, oh, life is very serious. Life is not a joke. They don't want to be happy, yet they want to be happy. Okay, make yourself happy. Make yourself happy. Okay, can you make yourself happy? Hello? Can you?
Yes.
You better do so. Because nobody, somebody, when I marry, I know I'll just be happy. Well, once I marry, it's just that's what I'm just waiting for. Once I just marry. Go ahead. The reason I'm not happy in my life is that I don't have any child. I've been married for 10 years. I don't have any. Go and buy one then. See, everywhere I go, they're asking me, where is your husband? I'm tired. Oh God, where is my husband? What kind of life is this? Can't you just be happy? Does it matter that anybody's asking you questions? Tell them to shut the trap. Be happy about yourself. Get excited about yourself. Look at you. Very pretty you. Very handsome you. Yet you are not happy. Don't let anybody stop you from being happy. Make up your mind to be happy. I made up my mind a long, long time ago to be happy, and nothing can stop it. And I've been happy ever since. Make up your mind. Nothing is going to stop your joy. Hello? Are you ready? Okay. We're talking about three kinds of wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. And David said to Solomon, he said, get wisdom. Get understanding. All right? That's what he told him.
I'm going to look at a few things real quick. Now, you know, that's the wisdom of this world, all right? The Bible refers to the wisdom of this world. And then there is the wisdom of men. The wisdom of this world really has to do with how things are done in the world, the structure of things, their way of life, and their judgments about what is right and what is wrong, what should be done, the answers that they prefer for the different problems that they experience. The wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world has done a lot of good stuff, all right? But you know what? At its best, it's foolishness before God. At its best. Then it talks about the wisdom of men. The wisdom of men, usually expressed in high-sounding words, dealing with how they organize their minds and all their great learning in the different schools all over the world, sometimes the best schools. And men reason. Somebody said he's a great philosopher, meaning great thinker. That's the wisdom of men. Some even describe themselves as thinkers. Say, I'm a thinker. So who are you? I'm a thinker. Are you born again? I'm not born again. I'm a thinker. The Bible describes your wisdom as the wisdom of men. And the Bible says it's foolish. I'm a thinker. Some have studied great thinkers. They idolize great thinkers, men that are called great thinkers. They idolize them. They're carried away by them. They're their disciples. Listen, many great thinkers of many, many years ago, Greek philosophers particularly, and German philosophers, they still have disciples today. Even though they're dead long, they have disciples who believe in them. Many people in different arms of government all over the world believe in these philosophers who have thought their way through various systems. You know, if you don't know what you could have had, what you could have been, if you don't know, you'll accept what you see as the best. If you have no other way of knowing, you stay with what you get. But thank God, He's given us His Word to enlighten us, to give us information, so we can know something beyond what we see with our optical eyes. Life is more than what other human beings tell us. Thank God for the Bible. Someone has rightly said the Bible is a living thing. And I think so. Hallelujah. We're talking about three kinds of wisdom. You cannot be a true success without wisdom. Think about a man. When he was a young boy, he won several awards for excellence. He was a good sportsman. He was superb in his academics. He got awards, always had the best. Went into the university. He was the best. Studied a beautiful course. Came out with more awards. Got a beautiful job and just went up through the ranks. Finally, he retired at 65. Life went on. suddenly came, you know, he had got all his retirement planned out. Everything was working fine. He'd gotten his rocking chair for his old age by the window. Well, but looking at the world, retired from working, doesn't need to work now. He's done all the best. His wall is full of all the awards, all the certificates, everything there, all the trophies. Wonderful. Then, in one sweep, the economy changes. All what he's had in the bank is reduced to almost nothing. He can't believe it. Suddenly, what he had that was much has become small. His health is beginning to get into trouble. He's not as strong as he used to be. He's gone to the best doctors. Doctor said, well, you know, you're 75 now. It's old man sickness. All what he expected seems to be changing. Now he's spending money trying to keep himself well. His wife is not any better. She's been sick for the last 5 years too. He had tried to set up all his children, but somehow they hardly remember him. They call on Christmas Day and on New Year Day. What a life. What shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world after you have run the United Nations? You will retire. After you have run ECOWAS, I said you retire. After you have been 4-term president, you will retire. When you retire, God will come and visit you. And we ask one question: what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.